embedded in us.
Yeah.
I think anxiously attached people are the most likely to raise their hand. They're most vocal. They're the most likely to go out and get help. And I think a lot of what goes on for them is externalized. So it's easier to see versus like someone who's more avoidant, more isolating, more detached.
Whoa, that makes sense. That is so true. It's more of an obvious attachment style, right? Than somebody just being secure, because you don't even notice somebody when they are secure.
Yeah, for sure. Secure, you're not going to notice. They're probably not really paying attention to attachment theory. Although I have to say, even secure people who get partnered with someone who's very avoidant or very anxious or has disorganized, which doesn't happen, but like if they get partnered with someone really extreme, they can get activated. And so, you know, it's a combination of two people's embedded patterns and relational dance that make up the relationship. So I can be anxious and you can be secure, and some of your avoidant